listening to Pre-Christmas Monitor on the weekend before the big weekend. I'm Ed McMahon. 3 minutes away, singer Marilyn May recalls a favorite Christmas past and previews her holiday plans for this year. For Auntie and Tysha, salute the arrival of Santa right after this reminder. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
This weekend, Monitor is discussing Christmases with well-known personalities. To each one, the holiday has a special significance with personal memories, particular traditions. Singer Marilyn May took a few minutes while appearing at the Colony Restaurant in Kansas City to talk about Christmases, past and present, with Monitor reporter Del Donahue.
Marilyn, what are some of your most vivid Christmastime memories of your childhood in Iowa?
Oh, of course, the snow. That's beautiful in Iowa. But aside from that, I was always an organizer. And being a singer, I surrounded myself with friends who sang. We had a choir, even in high school, of our own. Of course, the high school choir, of course. But we had our own little group that sang. And four- and five-part arrangements we did on the Christmas carols. We did the church program and caroling throughout the neighborhood. We did sort of modern arrangements of the carols, which were not real jazzy, but we would add intros and endings and some pretty background things for the melody singer.
Were you the arranger as well as the organizer?
Of course, oh yes, and the director. I was quite thrilled to get up there and wave my arms.
I suppose, now that you're an entertainer and established and well-known around the nation, that your Christmases have changed?
Not really. We have a big group that for the last 3 years, we decided we would all go caroling. The first year, there were three couples of us that piled in a car and went around to all our friends' homes and caroled. The second year, everybody said, "That's great, can we come too?" So it grew to where we had to rent a Volkswagen bus, and we all went in the bus and caroled. The third year, which was last year, it grew and grew, and people said, "I want to come too." And even the houses where we would stop and carol, they said, "Can we come?" Because it looked like we were having so much fun. So they would pile on the... So this last year, we rented a school bus. And now we find the list has grown until this year we're renting a Greyhound bus. We figure next year it'll be the railroad, and the jet will go caroling in New York.
Marilyn, would you mind telling me how you'll be spending Christmas Day in your home?
Well, of course, I'll be up all night Christmas Eve wrapping gifts. I love to wrap pretty presents and make the lovely bows, and so I'll be doing that until about 6 a.m. But also, we'll have the turkey, and I make a great 24-hour salad. You know what that is?
No.
It's great. It's with grapes and nuts and pineapple and whipped cream, and it has to stand overnight. And it's a great salad, and I'm very famous for it. And my orange rolls are good, too.
You sound as if you must be a good cook.
I am a good cook when I have the time. I really am.
Marilyn, do you have a Christmas wish?
Happiness for everybody. We do a tune called Make Someone Happy, and the ending line is Make Someone Happy and You Will Be Happy Too. And I think it's a lovely thought for this time of year.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. I hear the music has started again, so I suppose that's a signal to you.
Of course. And it's so nice to see you, and I'm glad you came to see me.
A very Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Dale.
On Monitor, we've been reminiscing with singer, nightclub performer, recording artist Marilyn May, who will be spending the holiday at her home in Kansas City.
And here's the reason for Marilyn May's swift rise to the top ranks among the young popular singers, her hit version of Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom. Time for taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow the horn, start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting, no use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow the horn, start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting, and no use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Looking for the Christmas spirit? It's right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Call Plaza 78866. Brad Crandall will deliver his opinions free of charge weeknights after the 9 p.m. news. WNBC AM New York. The Long Island Railroad loves ladies. That's why they're offering you an extra bonus Ladies' Day every Tuesday in December. That's right. During December, you ladies can take any train scheduled to arrive in Manhattan or Brooklyn between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and save up to 45% on round-trip fares. That's every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during December. Children under 12 travel at similar savings. And don't forget this, Saturdays and Sundays are family days. That's when everybody travels at reduced fares. For information, call 212-RE94200 or PI24600.
At 19 minutes after the hour, Ed McMahon, your host, and another longtime seasonal favorite now by Frank Sinatra. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away.
Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more.
Garagiola, brought to you by White Owl Cigars, the thoughtful Christmas gift for the man in your life. Here's Joe.
When they talk about traitors, he's not usually mentioned, but he's one of the best. And I'll be back to discuss him after this word from White Owl. Looking for something just a little special for the men on your Christmas list? Well, I've got just the thing. The White Owl Pleasure Chest. 25 fine, mild White Owl cigars in a variety of shapes. And they're packaged in a good-looking game chest. Comes with 32 checkers, a deck of cards, and 6 game dice. You get the whole works for about $4. And there are 15 other White Owl Christmas gift selections to pick from. And they come already wrapped in bright holiday designs. Slide them under the tree just the way they are. Whichever one you give, you know that big White Owl flavor will make a real hit. And the prices make a lot of sense, too. From $1.40 to about $6. This Christmas, let your friends find out you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke. Make it a white Christmas. A White Owl Christmas. In baseball, certain general managers get the reputation of being traitors because they make a lot of deals. However, the ones who get that kind of reputation usually do it with second-line players. Trading a 240 hitter for another 240 hitter is not really all that difficult. Last month, the New York Mets announced that Bing Devine was succeeding George Weiss as general manager and president of the ball club. Bing is not usually described as a trader, and probably because he prefers to deal in quality rather than quantity. But over the years, he's made some of the best deals in baseball. In 1964, the St. Louis Cardinals won the World's Championship. Of the 8 regulars on that team, 5 of them came to the Cardinals in deals made by Bing Devine. Bill White, Julian Javier, Dick Groat, Kurt Flood, and Lou Brock. But 6 weeks before that World Series began, the Cardinals let Bing go. The day that the Cardinals won that series, I saw something that I'll never forget. The clubhouse was more like a madhouse, and the champagne was flowing, and the Cardinal players were caught up in the thrill of their first World Series victory. It was important to all of them, but probably the most excited was Ken Boyer. He was the team captain, a 10-year man in the big leagues, but it was his first World Series. In the middle of the celebration, General Manager Bob Housem, who had succeeded Bing, walked into the room, and Boyer made a beeline for him. Boyer said, "Bob, I'm speaking for all the players. When the World Series rings are ordered, we want to be sure that Bing Devine gets one. If this is going to present any problems to the front office, then the players will pay for it." Housem told Boyer that Bing's name was already on the list, and Kenny went back to his celebrating. Usually, the relationship between a general manager and the players is not that close. You have to remember that general managers are the guys who fill in the contracts, and most players feel that they're worth more money. General managers are also the guys who make trades, and only in rare instances do players look forward to being traded. But being a good guy with world championship clubs is one thing, and running a club full of minor league players is something else. From 1949 through 1955, Bing was the general manager of the Cardinals Farm Club in Rochester. One of his players was outfielder Larry Schifoni, and I asked him what Bing was like in those days. Larry said, "Bing knew how to get rough, but I think everybody on the club liked him. He used to tell us that he wanted us to be ready for the big leagues, and he treated us like big leaguers. He didn't have much money to work with, so there were no big handouts. But if we had a good day or won a big ball game, he'd give everybody an extra day's meal money. It doesn't sound like much, but to a minor league player, that's a big deal. I've known, liked, and respected Bing Devine for 20 years, and the Mets owners and players are going to find out he's quite a guy." This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this word for White Owl. Have you seen the new White Owl Invincible Christmas gift? It's a great cigar idea for any man on your list. 25 smooth White Owls in a reusable glass humidor. A handsome early American design for about $4. And there are 15 other White Owl gifts in special holiday packages. Priced from $1.40 to about $6. Give White Owl cigars and let your friends find out you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke. Make it a white Christmas. A White Owl Christmas.
Follow sports with Joe Garagiola. Weekends on Monitor. Weekdays on NBC Radio. Robert Camford's orchestra and the happy sound of Jingo Django. For a happy holiday, remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And every weekend, everyone wants Monitor, available to the entire nation on NBC Radio, serving Eau Claire, Wisconsin as WEAQ. Hello, Eau Claire. Time for your local NBC stations to identify themselves, then we'll be right back. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor, your guide to good listening, on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Ed McMahon and Monitor at the happiest time of the year. During the next 25 minutes, a glimpse of Christmas in Santo Domingo. Yuletide comedy by Nicholson May. A stop at a toy supermarket in Washington. And lots of music with the holiday season sound. For example, Lorne Greene's latest, Must Be Santa.
All right, whoa, hey, we're going to find out all about Santa Claus, so pay attention. I may ask questions. Ready?
Ready!
All right, let's go.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night?
Santa comes around on a special night.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and a suit of red?
Santa wears boots and a suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head.
Beard that's red.
Special night. Red cherry nose.
That's our big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose.
Cap on head.
That's red.
Special night.
Here that's white. Happy Santa. Happy Santa. Happy Santa. Santa
ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose.
Cap on head.
Here's that red.
Special night.
Here's that white.
Happy Santa. Happy Santa. Happy Santa. Santa Claus.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Bonnet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Bonnet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Reindeer sleigh.
Come away.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose.
Oh, cap on head.
Christmas ring around the world. A special survey of holiday season activities in other countries. Christmas in Santo Domingo. More on that from Edward Scott, NBC News, in Santo Domingo.
The Christmas spirit was abroad early in Santo Domingo, but not exactly in the biblical theme of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. On the contrary, the first public manifestations of the approach of the Yuletide were the angry cries of demonstrators calling for a general strike. They wanted the government of President Joaquin Balaguer to pay 1 month's salary as a Christmas bonus to all public workers, as had been done in the days of Dictator Trujillo and right up to 1964, the Christmas preceding the 1965 Civil War. The demonstrators shouted, "Down with President Balaguer," and "There is no liberty." There is understandably an entirely different spirit among the children, however, and in most of the schools they are practicing Christmas carols. All of the carols are sung in Spanish, some to the accompaniment of Spanish-style hand clapping, and others to the rhythm of a native drum, recalling the old days in Hispaniola, which have not been entirely forgotten. However, American carols also are popular, including Jingle Bells, in Spanish, and also accompanied by a native drum. As is the case elsewhere in Latin America, the children here are torn between two loyalties, the old and the not-so-old. Yuletide gifts are given in Latin America on January the 6th, the day of the three wise men. That occasion has the support of the church, which regards Santa Claus as being of Teutonic and non-Catholic origin. Most Dominican children play no favorites. They hope for gifts in their stockings and on their Christmas trees on December the 25th, while earnestly praying to be favored with gifts from the three wise men on January the 6th. One of the most important religious observances of the Yuletide period is the celebration of midnight mass on Christmas Eve. There are many churches in this capital city, but the most widely attended on Christmas Eve is the Cathedral of Santo Domingo. The oldest cathedral in the Western Hemisphere, where lie the remains of Christopher Columbus, discoverer of the New World. Edward Scott, NBC News in Santo Domingo.
Christmas, ring around the world. Another of this weekend's pre-holiday close-ups on holiday customs in other countries. And here's a gift from Nancy Sinatra, her latest, Sugar Town.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in shoo, shoo, shoo. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Shoo, 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 Sugar Town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in shoo, shoo, shoo. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Shoo, 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 Sugar Town.
A word to the wise shopper. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Tis the season to be jolly, so stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
660's listeners with problems call Dr. Joyce Brothers. She gives them sound advice weekdays after the 9 a.m. news. WNBC AM New York. Night games in the great tradition of Scandinavian films. Says Variety about night games. Night game starts Monday at the Festival Theater.
Hi, neighbors. I don't know if you're like me, but me, I've always had a yen and kind of a sweet tooth for money. And I hear tell they're giving lots of it away on that fortune phone on WNBC. Young fella named Sterling Yates is on there 10 to 12 in the morning, 4 to 5 in the afternoon. And everybody's got a chance to win. Hi, George, it's a fun type of game, too. You can win prizes and merchandise and also the money. As I say, I got a sweet tooth for money. How about you?
Well, I can hardly have a sweet tooth for money. I'm the fellow that gives it away. I'm Sterling Yates. Join us 10 to 12 in the morning, 4 to 5 in the afternoon here on WNBC Fortune Phone. Right?
Right, sir.
It's 15 minutes before the hour, and you're back with Monitor and Ed McMahon. The Ray Conniff Singers now, decking the halls with more music in the holiday mood. Here we go, a carolin. Comedy Time with Nichols, Mike Nichols, and Elaine May. About this time of year, things can get pretty hectic in Santa's workshop at the North Pole. In fact, Nichols and May show us what a typical crisis might be as they play the roles of Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, would you come in here for a minute, please?
All right.
Look at this.
What is that?
There's a little spot on Blitzen. I think it's mange.
Well, do any of the others have them?
Well, Donder has a kind of a funny thing between his ears.
Really? Mm. Well, they might be coming down with something.
Oh, not mange now.
Did you let them out anywhere?
I did not let them out.
Well, they didn't just sit around here in the living room and then pick up mange.
Look, I don't know where they contracted it. If you spend more time currying them and less time inside knitting...
Are you joking? Do you know how long I curry them? I curried them for hours just yesterday.
You have not spent any time on these boys.
Would you like to know my day?
Yes, all right, fine. You just tell me your day and then I'll tell you mine.
Well, let me tell you my day yesterday.
Yes. All right.
Would you like to hear my day yesterday?
Tell me your day and then I'll tell you mine.
I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I washed all the elves.
Mm-hmm.
That took me till noon.
Well, that's your own fault, sweetheart. There is no reason in this world...
Those elves are filthy. Do you know how long it took me to clean them up? Then I curried and groomed the deer.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Well, you certainly did it. All right, go on. Go on with your day.
All right. Then that was about 2:30 by the time I got done currying them and grooming them, and then I fed them, and one of them got into a little accident, and the other was frightened, and finally I got them curried, and believe me, I was exhausted. Then I made lunch.
All right, look, I'm sorry. All right. So you worked very hard.
Just a moment. Let me finish. May I just finish?
Darling,
may I finish?
Can I just say one thing?
Would you
thing,
like me to finish the day?
I'd like to say one thing.
Then I washed out your sacks.
All right.
I washed out your sacks. I ironed them. I pressed them. I starched them. Then it was dinner time.
Sweetheart.
I made dinner for 30 elves, for the reindeer,
darling,
for you, for myself.
Darling, I take it back.
Look,
it's a holiday
dinner
season.
Then
there's
I washed
no,
all
listen
the
to me
dishes.
For a minute? Now, it's a holiday season. There's no reason we should argue this way. Please.
I'm not arguing. I'm telling you, my
darling,
dad, you asked
me. Darling, I take
me.
It back. Now, let's just settle down, go inside, light the Hanukkah candles, and I'll be in a minute.
Nobody else but Nichols and May. Regulars every weekend. They'll return later today on Monitor Comedy Time. There are few popular songs which capture the real feeling of the season like Mel Torme's The Christmas Song, sung now by the late Nat Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
the season of Christmas is the season of toys. And the industry has manufactured something in every shape, size, color, and price imaginable. Many of them are on display in traditional toy and department stores. But this age of the supermarket has given birth to a new kind of toy store. A toy supermarket. For all the details and a visit to one of these new stores, here's Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington.
This is the time of the year when a toy explosion hits the nation. And to satisfy the demand, there are now children's supermarts, at least in the Washington area. We're standing in one of them now, and it's chock full of the most fascinating display of dolls, games, puzzles, and other toys that I think I've ever seen. And the large crowd here is Pitt bug-eyed trying to take it all in. One of the executives of the children's supermart is Joel Gross. Mr. Gross, are there supermarts for toys generally throughout the country?
No. Really, the supermart principle for toy stores is very new. We originated it. There are a couple of people in Chicago who have large toy stores and a couple in Philadelphia, but I think ours are the largest in the number of square feet.
This is an awfully big store. How many toys do you suppose you have on display here?
The number of toys actually in the store would be impossible to calculate, but in the types of toys and various varieties of toys, we have about 30,000.
Who does the inventory?
Every one of these men in the striped jackets, and it's a constant
problem. Do you have
problem.
A most popular toy?
Well, walking dolls and crying dolls, dolls that not only walk by themselves, they cry, they're magnetically controlled internally, and a little girl can make the doll move simply by passing her hand, which contains a magnet, over the doll.
Pretty tricky. Is there any shortage of toys because of supplies or the Vietnam War and anything of that kind?
No, there have been some shortages of parts for toys. We were told by some of the manufacturers that they needed a motor or an individual key piece. But the basic toy industry is there's plenty of toys for everybody.
You running out of anything yet this year?
Not really. We get in the neighborhood of 6 trailer loads of toys a day in this store alone. And those are full trailer loads.
Fantastic. By the way, do you sell so many so-called war toys, you know, guns and toy soldiers and
well,
tanks?
Well, guns, toy soldiers, and tanks are a part of the toy industry, and they always have been. I don't think, as a matter of fact, this year there is less interest in the so-called war guns. The cowboys are still very much in vogue. Spies are very popular still.
What else is popular?
Big trucks. Enormous fire engines and bicycles, musical instruments.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with us, Joel Gross, an executive of A Youngster's Dream, a children's supermarket for toys. Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington, reporting for Monitor.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Samba de Orfeo. Have you heard? This Christmas is every Christmas. Every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Time to keep your weekend in tune with the latest national and world events through NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Coming up immediately. This is Ed McMahon.
This is Al Capp. They call me an expert on nothing, but with opinions on everything on Monitor, weekends on NBC Radio.
Over 100 years ago in Hartford, Connecticut, a group of ladies organized a club for boys. They recognized the need for providing less privileged youngsters with a place for after-school activities under supervised guidance. This was the forerunner of the Boys Clubs of America movement. Today, well over 600,000 youngsters, through some 645 Boys Clubs in more than 400 communities throughout the United States, are enjoying the recreational facilities and guidance offered under professional leadership in these clubs. This national youth guidance organization helps give the necessary lift to boys between 7 and 20 years of age, and it's dedicated to furthering the social, educational, health, and character development of these youngsters. Through the Boys Clubs of America, youngsters are provided with healthy outlets for their eager minds and active bodies. They learn good citizenship, responsibility, respect for others. Boys Clubs of America gives a boy the lift he needs. For quick rising action, try the Big Wilson Show, WNBC, New York.